the Jabbercast with Big J.D. and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big J.D. and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
That's good. We actually are broadcasting at 11 o'clock-ish.
Today. Yeah. Getting closer and closer to that 11 o'clock mark.
And we'll be ready right on the money eventually.
And it's not our fault, personally. It's the technical difficulty. What?
It's your fault. All your fault.
It's got nothing to do with me. I'm not recording. I'm not at the helm. I'm not running the show here.
You wouldn't believe this, but just before you walked in, I had a problem with my internet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my airport utility.
Why does that happen when I'm around coming?
You have no internet.
What?
So I'm scrambling back and forth in the middle of, you know, cleaning up my desk, getting your mic all ready and crap.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy there for
a second. And then it just came back all of a sudden, or what happened there?
Did a reboot of the system. Time capsule, which is on its last days.
Oh, yeah.
And
I didn't tell you what happened. They sent Terry a new time capsule.
They sent him a new one?
Yeah.
Sweet!
He's out of warranty and everything, but they sent him a new one right away. Said we'd do this one-time thing, but... So, I don't know what they're doing, if they do the same thing for everybody or what's happening. He said he called AppleCare and he said, you know what? I don't have AppleCare. I was having problems before my time was up and I didn't really think anything of it. And then all of a sudden it failed just a few months after his warranty or whatever. And so they said, we'll send you a new one. Within 24 hours, he had the new one in the box to send the other one back.
Well, yeah, you need it within 24 hours. That's your freaking internet, man. I can't get on the internet without my time capsule.
Well, you can plug in direct if you know, however that works.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no internet in the house without the time capsule.
Is internet in the house anyway? How does that work?
Well, I got this web server over here. No.
No.
But...
So what's going on? What's new? What's happening?
Anything? Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff happening.
Are you working on the transfer thing still? Because we need time for that, so I just thought I'd let you know that. You must have did your Facebook thing, right?
Yes,
is that what you were doing? Yeah,
I just did it. Yeah,
right on. We got a great show today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's fun. It's a fun show.
On the 50s and 60s.
Yeah,
what was happening then? What was invented then? What was going on then? What the lingo was then?
I think it was like a golden age. But first, we don't want to start talking about the actual topic yet.
No, I just want to let people know. I guess that what's coming up.
What's coming up and what's going down?
So we've got extensively into my left shoulder and your knee and our surgeries at one time, way back when.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems now that I have an issue with my right shoulder that we've mentioned here and there. And it's two muscle tears. Thought I'd let everybody know that.
I don't understand. Do we know what actually caused...
gifts and cards.
Do we know what caused the...
No, you know what? I think it's got to do with a couple things, but it's attributed to the left side. Overuse during all this time,
yep.
Because, you know, my left shoulder is still problematic. And then the fact that I haven't been able to work out properly, and I think muscle atrophy sets in. And then here I find I'm more susceptible now.
Oh.
You know, kind of thing. So I don't know. But there's a partial tear, and the other tear is partial and almost all the way through. And then a, not cartilage, what do you call it? Not ligament, not cartilage, tendon. That's a possible tendon tear. So I have to go back for another MRI, the kind they shoot the dye in, and an appointment book with a surgeon, and the whole crap starts all over.
Wow.
So anyway,
I'm
going to look in to see if it's how this is related and or can be related to the other. But anyway,
you're not actually considering having another surgery, are you?
Well, I might not have a choice. What am I going to do? It'll only get worse. And if it's that bad, it may not heal. So muscle can heal over time, but it takes a long time and it might be too far. You know what I mean? And if there's too much scar tissue in that area, then it may not heal or heal properly. I don't know.
So. And you're going to get the same surgeon who did your last one?
Yeah, for sure.
Not. You should go to London, maybe.
London, England?
No, London.
I say. No, I have my buddy had his shoulder done recently, and within weeks he was back to drumming. Figure that out.
Well, good for him. That's awesome.
Maybe I should just kill the other surgeon. No, you can't do that.
Can't be killing surgeons, no.
Why would you even say that?
I don't know.
Jesus.
And well, how is your left shoulder?
My left shoulder sucks, man.
And it's...
I'm in pain all the time. I'm in pain. I'm in physiotherapy for my left shoulder right now.
And it's been...
Never ends. Years.
Well...
3 years.
February 2007 is when I had your surgery.
Yeah, 3 years. It'll be 3 years in February.
No, it'll be... Yeah, 3 years. That's right.
Yeah. Long. Been a long time.
That's... Yeah, that's too long. You know, considering, you know, you have a surgery and you can expect to... Like, at the longest, what? 5 to 8 months to fully recover from...
Yeah, they say even up to 2 years that, you know, when you're dealing with insurance and all that crap, they can say up, you know, up to 2 years to...
Yeah,
you
for know, the paperwork to, you
know, to well, work yeah, out. But I mean, for to know if there's, you know, I mean, if there's no change at 2 years, there's no change. And that's what I'm pretty much faced with. But anyway, that's enough of that nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Anything else going on around here? Somebody working in the office?
Yeah, yeah, someone's okay. working in the cool. office.
Yeah, great.
And
anything else new?
Jonas was just in a cafe musique. I was just always asked to join a band.
Who was?
Me.
You were?
Yeah.
What's a band?
Blonde Tango.
Huh? What is it?
Blonde Tango.
And who's in that, or where is that, and what do they do?
They gig around Windsor. Steady. Steady gigging band.
Rock and roll band?
Yeah. Nah, yeah.
Okay, not exactly. Pop, maybe?
Yeah.
Some,
yeah, more okay. on the pop vein. There's a girl singer.
And anybody I know in the band?
Do you know John Bonadonna?
John Bonadonna. Sounds familiar, but I can't say.
Him and his wife are in the band.
Okay.
John was in Icy Red.
Okay.
Back in the day.
That was with George Paquette. Was he in Icy Red? And a chick singer in there too, right?
Yeah.
Is George a good drummer?
Yes.
I would imagine he's pretty good.
Yep.
Or got a steady timekeeper for sure.
Yeah. Back in the day, he was working... You know,
played a lot.
5 days a week.
They eventually went to the banquet places and halls and clubs and things they were doing steadily. Yeah.
And that was Rick LaFond was the other guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I see Red.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, yeah. But I said no.
How come? I'm too busy? You want to spread yourself around?
Yeah.
Not this exact music you want to do?
I'm really enjoying the time off that I've been having
whatever free time you do have, which is probably not a lot.
It's getting more and more as my band kind of slacks off on the getting the gig thing, and even then Sunday mornings come around and I gotta bail on you, and it all because of Saturday night gigging,
right?
You know,
you play bass, by the way. We'll talk.
Did you see that?
No.
The Alex Lifeson on the Rick Mercer report. Did I send you that link?
I don't think so. No.
If you go to rickmercer.com, anybody listening, and they have all the episodes there, and you can actually pick segments out of the show.
What show? The Mercer. Rick Mercer show. Yeah.
Yeah. The Mercer Report is what
it's called. So what's the Lifeson thing? Was it audio or video?
It's video. Okay. Yeah.
And what is it? Just an interview thing? And
he comes on the show. They had a mandate.
What's that mean? A mandate?
Instead of girlfriend, boyfriend date.
Right.
Two men go on a date.
What two men?
Rick Mercer and Alex Lifeson.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so they go to the airport and they fly to Niagara Falls and they go to an indoor skydiving place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really
big. And they do all that?
Yeah, they did that.
Okay.
And they played some rock band.
Is Lifeson still on the bigger side?
He looks like
a
healthy 50-year-old.
Okay, yeah.
He's not.
I like Alex Lifeson. I've always loved his playing. Always been kind of raunchy, a little bit on the raw side.
Yeah. It's funny, you know.
And he went through a thing where he didn't think he was adequate even as a player.
Right, yeah.
Some kind of depression, a little bit of a breakdown or something at one point.
Yeah. I think he was comparing himself to like Alex.
Geddy Lee. and the drummer.
No, I was thinking Eddie Van Halen and Joe Satriani, you know, those guys, I think. Those guys were starting, you know, the melters.
You know what? Honestly, I'd have to say I like them better for one thing. But the other thing is that I think he's at the same level on a different area.
Yeah, exactly.
He's excellent, man. He's great.
Apples and oranges. You really can't compare the two.
And Alex listens to the show, obviously. So, Alex, you know, if you're listening,
you know, the funny
thing is, we love you, man.
You say that thing about Geddy Lee. Alex had the guitar. They were playing Rock Band,
right?
and they got a Rush song on there, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Tom Sawyer, I think. And Rick Mercer goes, "Did you want to play bass?" And,
oh, yeah.
And Alex goes, "No, it's too easy."
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I just thought it was funny. His timing, his comedic Coconut timing is pretty good, actually. And they go to his bar, too, as well. They go to the Orbit Room, which I've been to a couple times in Toronto. It's a really good piece. I suggest you go and check it out.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the newsroom. Looks like somebody vacuumed, cleaned up today.
They vacuumed?
Well, I don't know. The newsroom looks clean today.
Okay.
Do you have a piece of news for us this morning?
A piece of news? We're going to do the whole news thing. What are you talking about?
The whole news thing?
Oh, yeah.
The news, the whole news, and nothing but the news here in the Jabbercast.
Did you know that Call of Duty came out this, the new version of Call of Duty came out?
I don't play games.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Neither do I. I don't play games.
With anyone.
But my leader and a friend of yours, Mark Dana.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a big gamer guy.
Oh, he's your leader now?
Yeah.
He's a leader?
Leader of a cell, yeah.
Yeah, really?
You don't even know about cells, do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So, yeah.
I have millions of them inside me.
I listen to a lot of tech podcasts, and that came up a lot this week. And I guess there was a little bit of controversy because of the whole, the dude who shot everybody at Fort Hood. He was a major in the Army.
Okay. Yeah.
And he basically...
Major in the American Army, and yet he was, what was he? Was he Muslim or was he...
He might have been Muslim.
Iraqi or what was he?
No, I don't know. I think he was American, honestly.
Yeah. No, I think he was something else.
But he was, relative of, you know...
I mean, American, but he was... Yeah. Nationality was something else.
Something else, yes.
His head was something else, I think.
Exactly. So anyway, the game has a similar premise.
Yeah.
Where you are...
It's all about killing your own people.
You infiltrate terrorists, their side, you got to go with them on people killing missions. I guess they're in an airport, and you're with four of these terrorist guys, and they all got AK-47s, and they're just blasting people in an airport.
Wow!
And you got to be with them, basically. But it's very controversial. Anyway, what else is going on in the news? China's role as lender alters dynamics for Obama's visit. Yeah, the dollar's tanking. The Canadian dollar's steadily going up. Price of gold is going up. The dudes who supposedly flew into the or masterminded the planes flying into the World Trade Center, they're going on trial in New York, and everybody's against that. Mm-hmm. They think it should be a different venue as far as... prosecuting these people, but I don't want to get too much into that. That's a show in itself.
Have a little bit of news. Noah Bjorkman.
Okay,
you probably saw some of that on. It was a big Facebook thing. Well, he's a young kid in Michigan, 5 years old. He's dying of cancer, neuroblastoma. What is it?
I think you got it. Said it right the first time.
Diagnosed with neuroblastoma. In 2007. So he's kind of been suffering with this like half his life. And he's from Lyon, Michigan. And his mother wanted to, he wasn't going to make it till Christmas time. He's still alive right now, but he's on his, you know, he's just, his days are numbered. He's not getting out of bed or anything now. But he wasn't going to make it till Christmas. His mother wanted to have Christmas early for him. So they did that in November. And he wanted Christmas cards. So they put out, you know, this, somebody put a thing on Facebook there, you know, part of the family or whatever, to send Noah Christmas cards. And it would just spun out of control. It was like thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And he got, you know, at least 100,000 cards or more and gifts and everything sent to the house. They had to change the address to send everything to the post office. It was more people than, you know, at Christmas overall, having mail go in or out through Michigan. And the Facebook group had almost around 90,000 members, and there's just something about the kid. You know, he looks like a little cherub angel. And anyway,
he's a good looking kid.
So he touched a lot of people in this short time, and
obviously touched you. You wrote
pretty
a song.
Amazing. Yeah, and I wrote a song, actually, and posted up there for him and his family, and, you know, whether they got to listen to it or not, but, you know, I know that a lot of people did get to listen to it. I posted it every once in a while, so, because every time you posted on there, once you hit okay to put your post up,
yep,
it was down, like, a dozen things down from so many people posting.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, right away.
Yeah, people are on it, you mean.
As soon as you hit okay to post it, there's, like, 10 ahead of you.
Yep.
Above you. So I made sure, like, you know, I posted it once in a while, and then Lana did a video for it and posted that as well. So and now because of what's going on, the family wants to spend more time with them and everything, they don't have time for this Facebook thing, really, and now they have it as instead of the Noah Bjorkman thing. What's the matter?
Nothing. All my links are on that page over there. So go ahead, continue.
They did they changed the Facebook site now to Christmas Cards for Children in Need.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a lot of other kids that are kind of in the same boat, but
sure,
you know. And I usually just kind of blow off most of the stuff. You know, I mean, I realize it's important, but you can't do everything for everybody. But so there was just something about the kid that was really special.
And do you know his parents?
No, I don't know his parents.
I mean, have you ever met, met him?
No.
Okay, but you've heard this through the Rolling On.
Yeah, it was somebody from Rolling On, actually, that sent it to Lana.
Okay.
And then she sent it to me, and you know, I checked out the story and stuff, and it was just, it was pretty incredible. But the kid was just, I don't know, just something about him. I think he's was just put here for a reason. And
that's right.
He's going home.
We're all here for a reason, Big JD.
So anybody that's interested in sending kids who are terminally ill with a disease or cancer, then check out the Christmas Cards for Children in Need on Facebook, and maybe you can send something to them.
Sure. Help it out.
So that's that. And I guess you want to get into today's topic?
You bet.
That's the 50s and 60s. And we'll start rolling things off with some tunes in the background, I think.
All right.
There we go. Just something low in the background there. I don't know if people can. Is that registering?
Yeah, it's coming through, brother.
Okay. I'm going to stop it and see what happens. Yeah, okay. She's coming through nicely.
JD's looking at the nice cast levels. So where do you want to start with the 50s and 60s? You want to get a timeline cooking, or tell people what's going on?
Yeah, I've got... I think... we have an interview coming up with somebody, but I think we'll start off with some information on slang expressions, things like that, because that's always cool stuff, like daddy-o and, you know, I don't know, different things. We'll go through some from the 50s and 60s, and also a timeline of things that went on, or and inventions especially that happened throughout the 50s and 60s, because there's some pretty cool stuff that was invented through that time as well. So
that's for sure.
So in taking a look at the 50s, slang expressions, and many are still in use today. Big Daddy. Hey, Big Daddy. That was usually referred to as an older person, but sometimes I think now it's kind of referred to somebody who's like maybe a bigger big shot, you know. Hey, Big Daddy. Like, you got it going on, like you're the...
Yeah.
You know, you're running the show or something, or you're the boss, or...
The boss, know, now, I think.
Loosely.
Is, yeah. Thing.
Bread. Money.
Is that where that started?
How much bread
are
you making? Well, that's when it started. Cat. Hip person.
Oh, okay, cat. Yeah, well, that was 50s, yeah,
all
sure.
All the cats are...
I think that was a jazz thing. Seriously.
Yeah, that could have been even a little earlier, probably. I'm not sure. Or maybe it just kind of took off then. Cut out.
Let's cut out of here.
Yeah, let's leave. Cut out.
This place is a drag, man. Let's cut out of here.
Yeah, drag. That should be in there. Yeah. That was probably come out before that. Dig. You dig, man. You understand.
I still use that every day.
Yeah.
Myself.
A lot of these things are still used as in use. Dolly, a real cute young girl. Dolly.
I didn't...
Cloud nine. That was an expression from the 50s. Cloud nine.
Really?
You're feeling really happy.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I thought it was more like you're just dazed and confused.
Yeah, I don't know if it seems now... Yeah, it does seem like... Oh, no, I don't really refer to it as dazed and confused. Cloud nine, like...
Oh, look at him. He's just happy. Over on cloud nine. Don't even bother talking to him.
Yeah, I guess it could go either way, I suppose. Or for somebody that's high.
That's what I mean.
Bob Nelly.
In a Dazed and Confused.
Flick was a movie. Going Ape was getting really excited. Hang Out. That's still the same today, I think.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not the place, but just hanging out, doing very little.
Right.
Just hanging out.
Chilling.
Hip was cool, or In the Know.
Yes.
He's hip.
Yeah.
He knows. Kick, a fun thing. Remember the Monkey song, I think? What was that? Kicks?
I see Kick, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how a lot of those sayings, I'm wondering what happened first. Was it the song?
Chicken or the egg?
Yeah. Was the song popularized as a phrase, or was a phrase popularized? Oh,
Kick, like you mean?
Yeah.
Kicks? Oh, that would have came out later than... That was 60s for the Monkees, I think, so...
So there you go. So probably was a saying first.
Knuckle sandwich, fist in the face.
That was Bowery Boys did that, didn't they?
Bowery Boys would have been, I don't know. That's the 30s and stuff.
Yeah, before that.
But was it? Was that on the Bowery Boys?
Three Stooges even, I think, might have said that.
Knucklehead, but I don't know about knuckle sandwich.
Okay.
What else we got? Frosted is angry.
Hmm.
Flick is a movie.
Sure.
That's still used today.
Cookie
is nuts and still is, I guess. Made in the Shade. Guaranteed success. Got it. Made in the Shade.
Yep.
Baby. Nerd. That's been going on forever.
What? 50s nerd, is where we're
dorky person with brains. No sweat. No problem.
Yep.
Oddball. Someone a little out of sync. Rattle your cage. Get you upset. Split. Leave.
Sure.
Let's split. Threads.
Your clothes.
That's right. Yeah. Tight. Hot girls. That's close friends.
Of course.
Total. Completely destroy.
Wow.
They totaled that car.
Yep.
I don't know. That's the same thing now, too. I think unreal. Exceptional.
Why? It's hard for me to think that these sayings actually came from the 50s, because some of them sound, they hold up, I guess.
Yeah, or I think they were more prominent in the 50s as they, if they did start a little bit prior. Party pooper, no fun at all. Pad is your home. Hey, man, come on down to my pad. That kind of stuff. And then there's... The timeline through the 50s of things that were invented is, I guess, where we can kind of go with that. Because there was a lot of things invented in the 50s. And we can start right at 1950 with the first credit card, the diner's card, invented by Ralph Schneider, 1950.
So diner's card was the first credit card?
Yeah.
Wow.
51, super glue.
Wow. I didn't think it was that old.
Power steering invented by Francis W. Davis, 51.
1951. Before that, everybody was just...
Yeah. I used to have a 1950 Plymouth Special Deluxe.
And was it power steering?
No, it was not.
Obviously not.
And I had a 64 Willys that was not power steering either. Charles Ginsburg invented the first videotape recorder, the VTR, 1951.
Videotape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a big invention, that's for sure.
There's some stuff that we don't realize that went on in the 50s. 1952, Mr. Potato Head was invented.
I can believe that.
Mr. Potato Head.
Did you have one?
I love you. Of course.
Did you have a Mrs. Potato Head?
I don't know if I had the Mrs. I may have, but I was recently at Costco in Michigan, and they had the collection of Mr. Potato Head, everything in a big, huge box for sale for like 20, 25 bucks or something like that. And it came with everything.
Big box of plastic for $20.
The first patent for a barcode issued to inventors Joseph Woodland and Bernard Silver.
Did they
first
have the
patent for a barcode?
No, it's huge, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. The first diet soft drink sold, 1952.
What was it, water?
I don't know. Edward Teller and team build the hydrogen bomb in 1952.
Okay, that's a pretty big deal, that's for sure.
1953, radial tires invented. A lot of automotive stuff.
Sure.
That's pretty cool that comes along the big timeline. First musical synthesizer invented by RCA.
That's 1953, yeah.
Mm-hmm. David Warren invented the black box flight recorder. 1953.
That's a pretty important invention for sure.
The Korean. That's something I never really heard of until recently when planes go down, about the black box. You know what I mean? I didn't hear about that for a long time, really, before that. The black box in an airplane.
What?
No, not really.
No. It's been going on for a long time.
Obviously, since the 1953.
In 1953, the Korean War ended in 1953 as well.
Good thing at that.
And the Shah of Iran also returned to Iran, obviously.
Oh, good. You have some regular minor inventions.
Yeah.
And so you got some regular
These are like news events, too. Yeah.
Are you on, you have them categorized 53-4 so we can you mentioned some of those, as I mentioned the invention transistor radio invented by Texas Instruments in 53. Oh, wow. I was an advocate of transistor radios. That thing up there looks like it's going to fall down
this year.
Yeah, leaning over far. But transistor radio, man, love transistor radios. I always had a little radio.
1953 was it?
1953 transistor radio. Yeah,
okay, that's interesting. I wonder how big it was.
I don't know if it was a little transistor
radio. I bet you it was big.
1954, oral contraceptives invented. The pill was invented in 1954.
Huh. That's interesting.
First non-stick Teflon pan produced, 1954.
Teflon, and who invented that?
I don't know. It must maybe named as Teflon or the Teflon company, but it actually says here non-stick Teflon.
I'm pretty sure it was 3M.
Oh, is that who that is?
I think it was a 3M invention.
Okay. Solar cell invented. And Ray Kroc started McDonald's in 1954.
Started in 1954?
Yeah. Wow. I think it had a single arch at that time, too, if I'm not mistaken. It didn't have the double arch like an M.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? That's exactly right. Yeah. It was an arch, but it was two arches. But they were side by side.
Oh, was it?
It wasn't like
this. No, it wasn't joined.
So they were like this.
Oh, and
they were next to each other, and the sign went in between.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's one in the States that I've seen that looks exactly like old pictures of the first McDonald's.
Tetracycline invented in 1955, as well as optic fiber.
What's tetracycline?
That's, that's that stuff. Some kind of drug. I don't know. What is it?
I thought it had a common household name that you were going to tell us.
I think it does, but do I know what that common household name is? I can tell you what it is if you
want to. No, that's fine.
Well, he kind of invented an antibiotic, tetracycline, which became the most prescribed broad-spectrum antibiotic in the United States within 3 years. National Inventors Hall of Fame, drug reference material for against a chemical substance produced by one organism. Doesn't say anything really further about, what that antibiotic specifically was used for, but it's an antibiotic. So there you have the information you so sought.
Antibiotic, thank you very much.
First computer hard disk used, 1956.
Where'd it happen in 1955? Did you go through 1955 already?
Yeah, the whole cycling and optic fiber.
Okay.
Those are the biggies. Why, you got something for 55?
Well, in the USA, the Civil Rights Campaign, that's when that stuff got started because of Rosa Parks. Mm-hmm. She incited boycotting of everything, basically. The Warsaw Pact was signed in England. The felt tip pen was introduced.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that's not here for 55.
Tests begin on fiber optics.
I just said, fiber optics invented.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock rocks the world.
We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock, rock, rock.
And James Dean died in 1955 as well.
Wow.
6% of Americans were in the middle class, having incomes between $3,000 and $10,000.
Hmm.
1956.
The computer hard disk, first computer hard disk used. The hovercraft invented. And liquid paper invented in 1956.
Nice.
It was called Mistake Out at that time. Later renamed liquid paper.
So and later over renamed
on typewriter.
White out later after that.
White out, yeah. I think you can still find liquid
paper. The hovercraft. My dad was fascinated with the hovercraft. He thought that he had ideas about it, like, we should all be driving hovercrafts. Why have cars?
Yeah,
it
would be great.
Hovercraft, you can just go over everything.
Yeah.
That's the way everything's going to be. Gets a little windy, though, I think. But anyway.
1957?
56. The
56.
The Suez Canal was nationalized. Elvis Presley became an international world-acclaimed star with Love Me Tender. IBM created the first... Oh, you already said that. Prince Rainier of Monaco married film star Grace Kelly. And Dan is going to Monaco in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. And a huge invention in 1956.
Dan is the other guitar player and singer for King Friday.
Yes.
Rocks.com.
Yes. Also in 1956, Velcro was invented.
That's important.
That's huge.
I use it every day for something.
Yeah.
My shoes, my running shoes. 1957, Fortran, computer language invented.
Yeah, I remember Fortran.
Yeah? Wow. You were using a computer in 57?
Well, no, I just remember taking computer classes in the...
Was Fortran still around then?
In the 70s, yeah.
Wow. They didn't really move ahead. Now look at things go, eh?
That's the whole thing. It's like
that's the whole thing.
Programming language, the popularity of it only lasts like 3-4 years.
1958, the computer...
Why do you jump ahead? You got to ask me.
I'm trying to speed it along. 57, what do you got?
Lasers were developed.
Nice.
The laser.
Which fixes our eyes now.
Yes, it does. Dr. Tafor, Windsor Laser Eye Institute.
You ever have that done?
No.
Okay.
I wear glasses. 58,
the computer modem was invented. Gordon Gould invents the laser. 58. That's odd. The hula hoop, invented by Richard Knurr and Arthur Spud Mellon. Hula hoop, 58. What a big thing, eh?
It was huge.
Yeah.
Like whole schools bought hula hoops because it was great exercise.
Yeah, it was the big thing. And now they have, you can get, when you buy Wii Fit, it has hula hoop in it.
What?
Wii? You know the game? Wii?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can get Wii Fit. It has all kinds of exercise. Yeah. Well, one of them's hula hoop. You do simulated hula hooping.
Is the hula hoop, is the...
There's more than one hoop, too, you can get on you, and you have to keep them going. You got it all. Integrated circuit invented by Jack Kilby and Robert Noyce.
Those guys just got the
Nobel. Boy, that's pretty Noyce.
They got the Nobel Peace Prize, or Nobel Prize for Technology, or whatever it is, for that very thing right there.
Integrated circuit.
Yeah.
1958 for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, 1959, the internal pacemaker invented by Wilson Great Batch.
Wow.
What a great batch that was to make.
People are still getting them today.
Barbie doll invented, 1959. Imagine having one of those right now still in the box. Be worth some cashola.
So that's, she's 50. Barbie's 50 years old.
Yeah.
50. So she's a MILF now, or a cougar, whatever you want to call her.
Jack Kilby and Robert Noyce both invent the microchip in 1959.
Wow, those guys are all over the planet.
Wow, I don't know if
we would not be doing this podcast if it wasn't for those two guys.
It's pretty
inventing
incredible.
That stuff.
Anything else for you? Or
1959, almost 60% of American families owned their own homes. 60%. By the end of the 50s, most
now
American
it's 0%.
Homes. Yeah, the bank owns them all. Approximately 9% of Americans owned at least one television set in 1960. I remember when we had a black and white TV forever, like into the late 60s, mid 60s for sure. I'll say 68. We had a month's TV.
Wow.
Black and white. It was on a stand, to a wooden stand.
And then you watched the month's durs on it in 64.
The funny thing is, we watched The Wizard of Oz year after year on there. And it didn't turn into color.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back with Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. And following that, we're going to hear an interview with TJ Rebert on the 50s and 60s.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, it's a little bit of double tunes there.
You're crazy. That's what you are. You're just crazy.
Crazy, man.
Let's have the music on in the background.
Cuckoo. Hey, that dude's cuckoo, man. Who Put the Bomb in the Bomb, Bomb, Bomb is a doo-wop style hit song from 1961, co-written with Gary Goffin and recorded by Barry Mann. And he was backed by the Halos, who had previously backed up Curtis Lee on the song Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Was Barry Mann, was he the guy, the man?
Oh, you're thinking of Barry Manilow.
No. Man.
Barry Mann.
I'm thinking of the guy who had his own...
Barry White.
TV show, and it was like all American, and had his last name was Mann. I remember that. Do you remember that show?
Ed McMahon. Barry Mann show? I'm not sure.
No.
Barry Mann was a singer dude from back then. I'm not sure what happened.
Then his brother was Manford.
Man, yeah. This song was originally released as a single on ABC Paramount label, 1961. And however, here, and because of my interview with TJ Rebert talking about how music has changed over the years, I'm playing this song by a modern punk band, me first in the Gimme Gimmes. Who put the bomb?
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the ram in the ram, I'll let my ding dong? Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? Baby heard bomb, 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 bomb. Every word went straight into her heart. And when she heard them singing, ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she meant we never have to fight. Yeah. Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man?
There you go. Who Put the Bomb? By Me First in the Gimme Gimmes. They're a punk band that does all covers. And they have albums from... They do different genres of music. They do some a whole 80s CD. They do a live from a bar mitzvah CD. They do that particular CD of tunes from the 50s and 60s. And they're pretty cool. And that's for you, TJ. The old and the new together right there. So I'm going to play the interview now with TJ Rebert, who is a somewhat of a authority on the 50s and 60s, you might say.
And what makes him an authority?
He's there's this particular site that we hadn't mentioned yet. It's called Lodi.com. And it's a big resource for the 50s and 60s. And the webmaster turned me on to TJ because he's got a lot of fascinating stories of the 50s and 60s. He grew up through all that time. And the great thing about it is that he remembers everything, and especially through a time where, you know, drugs were a big thing through the 60s and all that stuff. And he wasn't into that. And he's got a lot of fond memories, a lot of great stories. He raced cars. He was in the Navy. And the stories are just incredible. And I got to say, too, that we had to cut the interview down for the show, but the podcast will contain the full interview. We've got about 9 minutes of interview here with TJ on the show today. And then once the podcast goes up, it'll be about almost a half an hour interview with him. So there's a lot more content. You don't want to miss that content. So
are you going to put the interview right in the podcast?
The full interview will be in the podcast in place of this 9-minute interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought maybe... just for people who maybe don't have the time or whatever, you'd put the interview as a separate thing in the
feed. That's what I had originally intended, but then I thought you said I should put the whole interview in the podcast.
That's cool.
The podcast will be an hour and a half instead of an hour, basically, yep. But it'll all be contained and together. So we'll go ahead and roll the interview with TJ.
It's time for an interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkingToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, YouTalkingToMe.ca.
Today I'm talking to TJ Rebert, who is somewhat of an expert on the 50s and 60s. He's got a lot of fond memories to share of those times. Now, you come to us from webmaster John Kelly, who does the, now is it pronounced Loti, L-O-T-I.com?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is a 50s and 60s resource, an excellent resource, I must add. TJ's big on the 50s and 60s. We're just kind of going to go through a list of different things, and I guess just tell us what comes to mind. How was school through the 50s and 60s, and how did it maybe differ between the two? You'd have been a pretty young kid, I guess, in...
But back 50. Then, you didn't give teachers a bunch of crap, and you dressed the way that that you were supposed to dress, and if you stepped out of line, they whacked you. I mean, they had their big old ruler, they whacked you across the hands. I got whacked a lot of times, let me tell you. And I got sent to the principal's office and sat on that bench many a time also. But back then, you knew the discipline was going to come at home. Because if they sent a note home that you were in trouble in school, man, old mom got the cat and nine tails out and put it on your butt, and that wasn't child abuse. That was just you knew what you did wrong, and you were going to get a little punishment for it. Now they just as soon tell an instructor to get bent and get away with it. You know, there was a lot more discipline back then. Let's put it that way.
Restaurants and the drive-in restaurants and stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, see,
because that's some cool stuff.
I was always a car person.
Yeah.
So around here, there were four or five places to go. If you were in Chester, you went to Big Mo's, and that was a drive-in theater where the girls had the roller skates, and that's where you'd find your races. All the other guys with their hot cars and their hot rods would come in, and then you'd negotiate the races.
Mm-hmm.
And what was near that was Interstate 95. They were building the interstate. And there were two green signs that were a quarter mile apart. So we'd go from Big Mo's, we'd set up some races, and we'd go out onto the interstate where they were building it, and we'd race from green sign to green sign. And then the next town over was Springfield, and they had a place called Scotty's. And there was a little town down the road a ways called Ridley Park. They had a place called The Mug, and they had two there. They had The Mug and they had The Chubby Pig. And they were all drive-ins, and some of them had the girls on roller skates, and some of them just walked out. You'd pull in under the canopy, order your stuff. They hang a little tray on your window.
Right.
And you'd walk around and yell over to the next guy who was running, who was running good, and set up the races, and then the whole place would just clear out. It would go from full to empty. Oh, there's going to be a race. We're going down to the bypass. So everybody would go out, and they'd line up along the road, just like the old movies had it. That was the real thing. And there was the cool guys, and then there was the nerds, and the nerds were always out to watch the races and hook up with the cool guys, you know.
Wow.
He had the fast cars. He had 49 Fords. And
what were you driving?
Well, back then, I had a 49 Ford. It was a flathead.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the 56 Fords were good. The Oldsmobiles were fast. They were heavy, but the Rocket 88s were a pretty heavy thing. And the Chevys really didn't come in yet. See, Chevy didn't make a V8 until 55.
Uh-huh.
Then when that Chevy engine came out, then everybody had to redo our stuff. But I had a 49 Ford, and then I put a Buick engine in it. I was Buick powered, and I made them look original from the outside, but you had a lot of power under the hood, and I always did pretty well with that. That's how I got started in drag racing, street racing.
And do you do that now? Any racing or?
Oh yeah. The car is called Poverty Stricken, and all the Poverty Stricken car. We started racing seriously in 1969,
okay.
And we ran what they call Alderds, and we ran Bantam bodies and 23T bodies, and we went to funny cars, alcohol funny cars, and right now we run a nostalgia funny car, a nostalgia fuel funny car called Poverty Stricken, and we run an A-fuel dragster. So, but back then, if you spent in the 60s, if you spent $1,000 a year, you had a pretty competitive car. And then when we got serious and stopped the street racing and went to drag racing, I mean, if we spent $5,000 a year, you were somebody then. Now, if you spend $100,000 a year, you're not doing anything. You're wasting your time.
How about the clothing back then?
Well, if you go back into the 50s,
yeah,
the 50s were pretty. First, when I was young, my mother made all my clothes.
Wow.
But then that wasn't cool, you know. You had to keep up with the rest of the people.
Right, right.
Back then, it was pegged pants. It wasn't bell bottoms. Bell bottoms wasn't until the 60s. Mm-hmm. But pegged pants was, you get the ankle of your pants cut down to about 13 inches, and you could hardly get your damn foot through it. Sometimes you even put zippers on the side of your ankles. It was pegged pants, and it was wide lapel jackets, and later was Nehru jackets. It was a different deal. You had shoes that were called flag flyers. They had a flipper in the front instead of having to lace it.
Right.
They weren't a docker. The Docksider type shoe, you put your foot in and you'd flip this flap up over the tongue, and it had two little runners that would come up and tighten your shoe.
Wow.
They were flag flyers. it was a little different. Penny loafers were the thing back then. The girls would wear their white and black shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Dresses were, that was before the miniskirt thing. The dresses were big fluffy dresses. When you went to a prom back then, she filled the whole front seat of the car with a dress. that was before the mini dress era, you know. It was all, yeah, cover everything up, you know. And you had about 49 petticoats underneath the thing. You had to really hustle to find out what was under there, you know. By the time you got there, you couldn't find your way back out.
how about hair? I'm not talking about the dresses now. I'm talking about
hair. No, not that. Hair was ducktails. I mean, you wore your hair. You sort of greased your hair up a bit.
We're talking about the 50s here, right?
Yeah. The 50s, and you sort of had your hair greased up a bit, and you, mm-hmm, used Vitalis or Brill cream was the stuff.
Yeah.
And you combed it back like a duck's butt, and that was called a ducktail. And the front of the hair sort of had a high pompadour in the front of it. I look at them pictures back then, and you sort of laugh. I wasn't much into the hairstyle because I was always in the garage. Well, always had a garage next to my house, so
yeah,
the long hair was always dirty for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the real style was you wore your hair in a ducktail, combed it back on both sides to like a crack in the back, and flipped the front of it up, the pompadour up.
Now, what about you see some of the guys wore like a little curl kind of in the front on the forehead. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
what's that? That came from Bill Haley in the Comets.
Okay.
They say, you'll have people say he was the start of rock and roll.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty tall guy, and he had this curl that hung down in the front, and that's where that curl all came from was Bill Haley.
Okay.
And he had a little band. One guy had a bass, and they had a drummer, and they had whatever. He was the singer, and that's where that thing came from, Bill Haley. And then everybody wanted to, you know, just like when the Beatles came in the 60s, long hair wasn't long hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
They come out with that hair down past their ears, and everybody looked at that when it first come out, and they got on to Ed Sullivan's show. And what the hell's that kind of hair? What are they? And all the older people, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, then that trend caught on. But before the long hair of the 60s, it was the ducktails in the 50s.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here on the Jabbercast, TJ. It's been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you sharing all your memories.
Oh, I got plenty of them. I appreciate you giving me a call. Maybe I can give a few laughs to somebody out there.
All right, great. Thanks.
Take care.
You just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkingToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number 2, me, YouTalkingToMe.ca.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
That is right.
Can you give me some more cans there?
More cans.
I'm low.
Coming up.
Oh, you're loud. I'm louder, I guess.
You're loud now, too.
So, Tech Talk. Yeah, I guess you said you had something you wanted to talk about.
Well, what I want to talk about is the cell phone market.
Okay.
My son is looking for a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to discuss what to look for in a phone, because now phones are becoming...
There's only one thing to look for in a phone, the iPhone.
Well, yeah, if you can afford...
There's an app for that. You can get an app that'll help you look for the iPhone.
Look for a cell phone on different carriers.
Once you get the iPhone, you can get that app and then look for a cell phone.
Well, okay. Here in Canada last week, Bell and TELUS just got the iPhone. So it's...
Bell. I hate Bell.
I know Bell's bad.
They're Tell
bad.
Us about Bell. No, okay. So what do you got going
on? No, I'm just saying there's different categories to look for in a cell phone, like a teenager. He wants some talk time.
Right.
He wants the text.
Yeah.
Unlimitless. And... But yet he likes the app aspect of it.
Of course.
Of having that stuff on your phone.
And those verdict is?
So I was just going to discuss, there's the differentiation is there's smartphones. And what constitutes a smartphone is a phone that will run applications. It has its own operating system.
Right.
And there's, I can think of four operating systems. There's Nokia has their Symbian operating system. So if you pick up a Nokia phone, what you're looking at on their smartphones is the Symbian.
The chicks like those a lot.
I think so.
Symbians.
And then there's the Palm Pre. It's only one phone. It runs on WebOS, which is a thing that Palm just recently released.
It's as opposed to Palm OS?
Right. The Palm
WebOS. Is Palm OS dead?
Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah.
And so, oh no, so there's the Pixie 2 also runs on the WebOS.
Okay.
So they have two phones as well. And you can get that for $49 now in Canada.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cheap for a smartphone. And I'm even thinking of, you know, hooking them up.
But for $49 more, you can get an iPhone.
You can get an 8 gig 3G iPhone, yes, with a 3-year contract. And you have to buy a specific plan. You have to buy data with that plan.
You don't have to buy data with a plan.
You sure?
You don't have to buy data with a phone, I don't think, no.
I think you do.
You can get them without it.
Okay, well, I'm going to look into that for yeah. sure.
Because then you can use it as Wi-Fi anywhere.
Yeah, you want to
not have a regular right. data plan.
I would like something. If you could get a 3G for $99, 3-year plan, and not have to buy data
yep.
from the cell, that would be great.
Fido. And Fido has like probably the best
plan. Oh, I thought you were calling
unlimited
my dog.
Unlimited text, too, and everything. Oh, that was loud. Didn't mean to be that loud. Fido.
Then there's WebOS, and then there's the... iPhone, of course, which right. we were just talking about. There's that operating system. Windows Mobile, which has been around forever, which is another operating system. And the other one is, help me out.
What? The other Fido, TELUS, Bell, Rogers?
No, the what? Operating system. Symbian.
Oh, the OS, okay. The Android.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
And
anytime.
So that's the latest phone that's coming out is the Droid. In Canada, it's going to be the Milestone is what they're going to call that phone.
Oh, really?
And supposedly the Droid in the States doesn't have multi-touch, no pinching yeah. gestures, mm-hmm. but on the Milestone there is.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It is.
So,
us having something before the Americans, that's weird.
It is weird. Well, not really. Tethering, we can tether and they can't tether
okay.
on our iPhones. So, do you tether much?
I don't tether.
I'm surprised.
I used to teethe a lot when I was little, but I don't tether.
Teethering and tethering. So I just want to point out those operating systems to our listeners to let them know that it's not necessarily phone specific. It's the operating system that you're paying for in a smartphone.
Right.
And is a smartphone for everybody? No, it's not for your grandmother. It's maybe not even for your wife, but...
It's hard to say, yeah, if they just need a phone, but with a smartphone, if they want to keep track of anything, yeah, it's for everybody. I mean, why not keep track? I mean, your grandmother has an address book. Why not have it on the phone? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's a grandmother that uses a cell phone,
yeah.
you know, she's got to know something. But I mean, if it's just something basic where you can get the free phone and a... You know, out of the deal and a little bit of whatever you need in your plan just to have the phone or in case of emergency or something like that. I guess that's different, but I mean, to get an iPhone for only $100, especially if you're not going to get the data plan, just pay for the phone thing and you have the camera and you have a video and you have everything on and, you know, all the free apps that your Wazoo can hold, then I just think it's incredible, man. And then if you buy one, you can't buy, you got to buy for the other. How does that work?
Yeah.
Does Eric have a phone?
He does now.
He does and Jonas doesn't?
No, Jonas has got a phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He wants a new phone.
Yeah.
Different phone. Yeah.
What's his phone consist of now? Anything?
He's got a Rumor. Flip out keyboard.
But he doesn't really have it.
What do you mean doesn't have it?
Well, it's just a rumor.
Right.
Okay, flip out keyboard and all that jazz. So it doesn't really... Has it got a camera and that kind of stuff
on
it?
It's got a camera, yeah.
Probably Bluetooth.
Oh, every phone has Bluetooth. Every phone.
Sounds like it's got everything he needs.
All right, then he is getting a...
No phone for Jonas.
He's getting a bag of coal for
Get
Christmas.
Get him an iPhone, I say.
I'm sure that's what he's saying, too. I'll have to look into the data thing, the mandatory data on an iPhone.
Yeah, I don't think it's mandatory.
All right.
I'm quite sure. Fido has a good plan. I got unlimited text is my... And it was one of the cheap plans, $20 or $25 a month or something. Had unlimited text, a couple hundred minutes of anytime minutes.
So
and something else. I don't know.
Well, what about data?
Oh yeah, I paid for data plan on top of the that.
Okay,
it's separate.
Right, it's separate. All right. Okay. Then that's so you think it was $30 or less for your?
Oh yeah, yeah. For my just a phone plan.
Yeah,
yeah. With all unlimited texting.
I'll definitely look into that.
So, again, I just want to remind everybody, too, that the TJ Rebert interview that was 9 minutes in this live show is going to be about a half hour of interview in the podcast. So you want to be checking for that. And you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. And you can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com, and we'll get into the Jabber quote.
Jabber, turn that 50 stuff down, brother.
Back to our regular scheduled 50s and 60s music.
So what is that you're running there, the 50s music? It's just one big
It's
one.
Separate, and that's what makes it... Yeah, it's a playlist in iTunes. And then I have the cart machine for everything else.
Oh, I see. So you're just sending me your iTunes. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, quote this week brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors.
Whoa, back up the bus. This week's Jabber quote brought to us by.
I'm sorry.
I wanted the big Steve and Larry thing, and you're like, Steve and Larry. Usually it's Steve and Larry, the big radio.
Want the big bopper sound. Coming to you live from the Jabbercast studio. The Jabber quote's brought to you by Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of memorabilia from the 50s and 60s. Get your Elvis belt and your Fonzie comb.
Fonzie comb. It's the Fonzie comb by Ronco.
Make your DuckTales perfect.
Oh my God, we never did get into the 60s.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's
58
the
minutes.
The show is over, man. We're going to fly through the 60s really fast.
Okay, we'll get the quote. Give us the quote.
All right, the quote. I never thought I'd see the day our kitchen appliances would be electric. They are making, they're even making electric typewriters now.
Why don't we do...
That's from the 50s.
Why don't we just do a separate 60s show?
Well, we could, I guess.
We're down with the 50s. We never mentioned the 60s. No. I would love to do a 60s show.
What do you want to do? Skip next week's show and do the 60s show?
We can do that. Or just add it in a couple weeks from now. They deserve a show of their own, the 60s. It was the decade that both of us were born in.
All right, let's do that. You heard it here on the Jabbercast, folks. We're going to do a 60s show for you. This was the 50s show.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the title of this when the podcast goes up.
Honestly,
the 50s show.
I think the 50s are... it's completely different because the 60s...
It is, yeah, but the 50s and 60s are still... are kind of that... Well, they're totally separate, but they're...
In my head, they're separate.
Yeah. But if I think of years, the 50s and 60s go together more than the 70s will go together. You could sort of say 70s, 80s, but I think 70s are their own, 80s are their own.
Yeah, you couldn't do a
60s. 50s and 60s are still old days.
You couldn't do a 60s, 70s show.
No. But you could get away with a 50s, 60s show, I think. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's your perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the only one that counts, so... No, I'm just kidding.
That's right!
So, yeah, Lippa wants a 60 show. We do a 60 show.
And there's 50,
he's the boss.
We're right on an hour right now.
Okay, so I think we'll do that next week maybe, and we'll postpone.
Okay, can I hear the Jabber quote one more time?
Together.
So I can.
You want to hear the Jabber quote? Oh, I never thought I'd see the day all our kitchen appliances would be electric. They are even making electric typewriters now.
So who said that?
I don't know.
What dumbass?
Probably everybody.
So that's a weird frame of mind.
That's like a 50s quote. And obviously, that's before kitchen appliances were all electric.
Do you think the electric typewriter was out in the 50s yet?
That's a good question. It wasn't in our 50s
invention,
so it might be the 60s.
Yeah, I want to say it was after that.
So this could be late 50s, early 60s, maybe all the kitchen appliances going.
Because my mom used to clean someone's office, I remember, back in the day. And I remember she told me when the electric typewriter showed up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in high school, so I was either grade 9 or grade 10, because I was taking typing class. And so I went with her to go check out the typewriters.
Wow.
How freaking nerdy is that? I want to go check out the typewriters my mom cleans. I want to play with the typewriters. Loser!
So next week, instead of our regularly scheduled show, we're going to slip in a 60s show. And I'm going to, what am I going to do for an interview for the 60s show? I like to slip in some interviews nowadays, and the thing, we need somebody to talk
about.
Well,
maybe we can put in for the live show.
For the live show? Oh, some more of the interview.
Yeah, a different part of the interview.
Okay.
That people who only listen to it live.
But this podcast is going to be the, oh, I see, okay. But this podcast should have the full interview, and then next week's just have a...
Another partial. Yeah, so the people who listen to this show live, thank you very much. You're going to be hearing a different part of the interview that you won't be hearing. We won't force you to download the whole podcast if you don't want to.
Then why don't I save TJ's full interview to put in next week's podcast?
That's
so
a good idea.
You don't let the whole cat out of the bag. So next week will be a show on the 60s. We're going to have another partial interview from TJ, and then we'll put the whole thing in the... Are you going golfing today?
No.
Okay.
Went yesterday.
Should be. Look at it.
I know. It's beautiful. I said I was going yesterday, and that was it. It was good.
If I was going golfing, it would be today.
I love this tune. Mr. Postman?
Mr. Postman, yeah. Here, we'll bring it up for you just for a second here.
Listen.
That's not the volume.
Okay, you've totally wrecked the tune for me now.
That was the...
Scrubber.
Okay, so anyways, we're out of here, and we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved in shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.